continue the previous one. We are there in Well, somewhere in P.O. We can continue on that previous one about being stressed out and all that. And P.O. says, well, then you got me. Sometimes you can be stressed out and you don't know it. You get used to it. But your system is stressed. An emergency state that takes energy, that takes down your immune system. And that's why I notice clearly that I tend to get sick. When I'm too stressed out. And sometimes others don't see that. And if you find yourself having to prove that, if someone comes and says, well, I'll tell you who should be stressed out, but I am doing all this much, much more than you do. Come on now. Bite it and roll up your sleeves. Then think twice. Because health comes first, and we all need to find a balance. That's a sattvic way of living. There's a harmony, a balance situation there. And when you have that situation in your life, then you become healthy and strong. Then you can do all kinds of things as you feel able to and willing to and inspired to. And you're a devotee, you do them for God. Beautiful, wonderful, you serve Prabhupada's movement and Sankirtan. According to your ability. Makes sense, doesn't it? And if we all can feel that, and I think it must be more like that now than it was in the old days, then there is plenty of opportunity for beautiful, wonderful collaborations between devotees and different projects. Nice Vaishnava Sangha. An actual real friendship between devotees. So here I'm sitting, wondering if someone thinks I'm just lazy because I'm not doing anything for some time. Well, I need a break. But then, how much do we know about each other? How much do you know about my private life? How much do I know about yours? And I think we should really respect each other's privacy. Honor each other's integrity. Not step in there, especially not if we're in a leadership position. And I would say that when this happens, that's when cults develop and things like that. Exploitation. So that's what it's about, a balance, and that includes win-win, not you're working for me, for my interests, but we're working together for our interests. You do your share, I do mine. That's what Dharma is. And I mean, we can even see, if we dare to be optimistic, which I think there is time, there's a need for today. We see how these big countries over there in Asia, global south, have started developing more on that dharmic principle. Well, that's what they say, call it in India, and the president of India, he is definitely aware of what Dharma is and should definitely try and implement that in his governance. The same in China, it's called the way, the Tao, the way that things work harmoniously, sustainably. So that everyone can be happy. That's what leadership means. So yeah, let's keep that as a vision. Focusing on the good side. Which is, after all, a possibility if we, enough many of us, push it in that direction. And that's the way you do it. And that's also the way the Sankirtan movement is spreading this bhakti, beautiful life. It's meant to be. To work.